Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob, did you know right now that Walmart is offering up half off on all their Halloween candy? Did you know that? Are you thinking about after work, maybe stopping by your local Walmart location and picking you up some Halloween treats?
I'm not. I've officially made the pivot to Christmas. Trees up in the house. Pumpkin spice lattes in the rearview mirror.
Hold on, I got to
peppermint time.
We need a challenge flag button. You've already put your Christmas tree up?
Is it November?
Is this you or is this your wife? Because if this was your wife, that would make sense to me.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Did you put your Christmas tree up before KU's first basketball game? Was it up before then?
Game that counted?
Yeah.
Because the Louisville game definitely happened before the tree went up.
Okay. I'm saying before their first game on the record.
That game against Fort Hays State definitely had transpired before the tree went up.
Okay.
Green Bay might be a different conversation.
Would you put the tree up?
It might have been the Sunday of the Bills game.
Why?
Because it was November 1st.
I didn't know you liked Christmas this much. I thought it was a bit. You put your tree up on November 1st? Have you guys already started watching Christmas movies?
No, we haven't gone full-fledged.
Full-fledged? You already have a tree up. You might as well commit to it now at this point.
First off, the tree's up because the tree is the biggest pain in the ass to get up. The full decorations have not been done. We don't have the lights done
yet. When is that coming?
Probably in the next 2 weeks.
I mean, you got a Chiefs bye week. I know it's about to happen. Definitely. On Sunday, you think you're about to be watching Red Zone while the Chiefs aren't playing? Caroline got you up on that ladder, my boy. Mm-hmm. You're about to be putting all kind of trees up.
We got lights. We got pillows. We got decorations.
You watched a Christmas movie. Come on now. You've watched one already.
Not yet. Nope. Christmas movie.
You've already watched Elf.
Nope. Steadfast there. Might happen on Sunday during the bye week, but
having your Christmas tree up on November 5th is real crazy
work. It's not lit yet. It's just up. We haven't decorated
it. That's real crazy work.
Just had to get
out of the
basement.
Somebody said you had your tree up prior to Election Day.
100%.
That's crazy.
100%.
I didn't know. This is my genuine reaction. I had no clue you already had your Christmas tree up. Do any of you already have your Christmas tree up? 913-586-7965. You already have your Christmas tree up? That means you just got this tree in your house for 60 days?
That's not real. I didn't chop it down.
It's still there.
I didn't head out of the forest
I didn't think you were Paul Bunyan. I didn't think that's what you did.
I went out there with an axe. I was just...
So you're telling me the moment you took your Halloween costume off, you guys just went down in the basement like, it's time.
So it's a one-stop shop. I have to take all the Halloween decorations down. I'm already headed to the basement. I'm right there. I might as well grab the tree, bring it up, set it up. Again, not lit yet. Hasn't been put with ornaments on the whole deal, but I'm already downstairs. I have to haul this thing up the stairs once. Might as well just knock it out today.
No, I got you. I mean, people on the text line are saying November 1, Christmas goes up. CDOT, you got to get on board. Somebody's saying Christmas up already. It's pretty normal.
We're like a 25-30% of Christmas full up in our house. I would say we also do Christmas in our house bigger than the average person, so.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, guys, I'm leaving Michael's right now with my new tree.
Buying a tree this time of year you must be very affluent.
Christmas for me, Christmas starts after the Chiefs and Cowboys game. It is officially Christmas time. Officially Christmas time. Do all the Christmas stuff. Go deck the halls with boughs of holly. Go out caroling. Go to Christmas in the park. Put your lights up. After the final whistle of Cowboys Chiefs, you can go Christmas-a-palooza.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're doing that on November 1st? I thought it was 12 days of Christmas. You got the 52 days of Christmas. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
I can't believe you think it's crazy. Now, again, we won't be full-fledged.
Okay, let me ask you this, then. We can move on from this. What's too early then to put, because you obviously think that November 1st is not early.
Pre-Halloween.
So what would be too early then to put
if
your Christmas
you have not,
so I'm saying is, what would be early where you look at the person like, hey, you've gone too far? Is that like October 22nd? You're looking at that person like something's going on.
If you are have your tree up before trick-or-treaters hit the doorbell, that's too early.
Okay. I got you.
By the way, Sam's Club and Walmart and Target and wherever you shop at those fine establishments, if you were there on Labor Day and you're thinking, I'm going to buy some school supplies, there was already a section of Christmas decorations up and ready to go.
I remember not that long ago we were complaining about the war on Christmas. It really is the war on Thanksgiving. I don't know why we tried so hard.
Thanksgiving doesn't have any decorations or feel. It's just food. And as someone who has to do two Thanksgivings, three. I have three Thanksgivings. You know what you get sick of pretty quick? Turkey.
Okay. All right. Hey.
After I've done the first one, I'm like, I don't need two more turkey meals, but here we go.
If you guys are happy in the Britton home, that's all that matters. 913-586-7965. Does anybody else have their Christmas tree up? Rob has just informed us that before KU started playing basketball, he already had his tree up.
Someone on the text line says they get their lights on Halloween night. That's a little bit aggressive for me.
How is it aggressive? That's 12 hours later than you.
You got to get the Halloween decorations down. You got to rip those down.
Yeah, they did in one swoop. That's what they did. In one swoop, they took down the pumpkin and put up the ornaments. Yeah, in one swoop, they ended up doing this. I always feel like when we have these topics, I come off like I'm anti-Christmas. I'm really not anti-Christmas. I just don't know why Christmas needs more than 30 days. That's what I don't know. I don't know why Christmas needs more than 30 days. That's what I don't get.
So you're telling me the fact that right now I'm on a group text with some friends and my wife, and we're discussing what Christmas pop-ups to hit and when.
Oh, you can do that. No, you can do that. That's fair. No, you can do that.
I would call that part of the Christmas season,
though. Yeah, no, but that's fair to me, though, because those, they run out. So if you want to go to certain Christmas pop-ups, if you can't wait till, you know, the 11th of December to plan when you're going to these things. So you got to be doing that right now. Your Christmas tree can absolutely wait until December 11th to go up. It absolutely can. It's 100%. You could be sitting there, and I know KU's non-con. They got some dogs in there. Why don't you just wait until like November 22nd? Hey, babe, while we're sitting here watching KU pummel on Furman, why don't we just put the tree up during this? But hey, different strokes for different folks.
I don't know why you're anti the first. There was no Chiefs game until 3:25. I had ample time. I was already taking the pumpkins and all the stuff back down the stairs.
Yeah, red zone and redwoods. That's what you had. That's what you had going
Again,
on. In
the outside lights aren't done yet. We haven't made all the coffee cup switches yet. We haven't done the towels switch yet. We're the precog. We've just started the process.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, my guy, I had my tree up before Mizzou kicked off against Central Arkansas. When it's fall, it's Christmas. You need help. That's what I'm here to tell you. You need help. You need help. At the beginning of college football season, you started celebrating Christmas. You need help. That's all I got. I don't want to talk about
this. Also, someone on the text line makes an excellent point. Outside Christmas lights, which are also a new endeavor in my life, but I do them, you want a nice weather day. You don't want to be putting outside lights up in December, because you know what it is? Cold. And you know what you need? You need to have your fingers available to tape things up, and you need to be able to put things on the roof and all the things. So you know what? I am very pro getting that. I'll probably get that done on Sunday. Actually, the outside lights on Sunday feels like check, check, and check.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to be in the spirit after watching Darren Peterson shoot 5-for-17 at North Carolina. I don't know if you're going to have a very productive weekend. That's my prediction. I don't know if you're going to be in a good mood.
I don't know why you're hating on the number one overall pick in the draft.
That guy plays at BYU. He doesn't play at KU.
He might play at Arizona, actually.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.